Where are we heading in terms of adjuvant trials?
Well, there's one open adjuvant trial that's having a lot of difficulty. That's the Wilex antibody G250. And that's a weekly infusion, and it's placebo-controlled, and it's just having a lot of problems with accrual. I think mainly because of the study design, the eligibility. The cooperative groups are going to do an NCI-sponsored trial of sorafenib versus placebo and sunitinib versus placebo for a year in high-risk patients. And, you know, it's being discussed, it's open, and it's being targeted through urologists. And I think we're all have a little bit of trepidation that urologists are not going to tolerate the kind of hand-holding that you might need to do with the patients going on to these drugs. Quite different, you know, office style than a medical oncologist. But hopefully they'll keep their medical oncology colleagues in the loop so that if they have to, they can turf them over for management. I think it's an important study to see if these drugs will work in the adjuvant setting. The third adjuvant trial is antigenics, which is still being updated. It's the autologous heat shock protein vaccine. And it hasn't been reported yet, and they're anticipating doing a second trial. But that would be perhaps in very early risk patients.
And what exactly is the mechanism of action? Can you talk a little bit about the agent?
It's a vaccine that's made from the tumor, and it's taking heat shock protein, which acts as a chaperone to move antigens to the surface of the tumor cells and then makes them more recognizable to the immune system. So it's attempting to, we think that there's a lot of immune escape, obviously, in tumors, and so the heat shock protein chaperones the antigens to the surface and makes it more likely that the body's immune system will recognize this as foreign or as bad, which would be the tumor. And in animal studies, it takes a certain number of these inoculations for it to take hold, and there's data that the less tumor burden there is, the better. So it's going to be looked at in early low-risk patients, but it may make a difference.